Oh, shit. You missed that?
Missed what?
Oh, internet. You missed out. I was talking about Jay dipping it. Brita was saying that Jay needed to wax his beard. And I was saying that Jay would use a whole Yankee candle and dip a beard wax. And I made a pumpkin spice reference. Because I'm sorry. Anything that makes Jay more effeminate is hilarious.
Does that count as sexual harassment?
That's right. Me too.
which again, I just want to point out that hashtag for a long, long time was known as the pound sign.
Hey. What
really saying is pound me too.
Hey.
Ooh. So speaking of which, I talked to my doctor today. I'm officially sterile.
Good for you. Yay.
So, hear that, ladies? It's a free ride.
I can pound you too, but you're not going to get pregnant. I'm sorry.
There's no more seeds in that tomato.
I'm like the watermelons you buy at the grocery store.
The seeds are white and pasty.
Pink and juicy.
Holy shit.
Pink and juicy.
Like, you sounded like a straight up predator on that. I was a little, I didn't like that it was being turned on me like that. Brita, I'm the one that makes untoward advances on you. And it's me.
Welcome to the Harvey Weinstein edition of this.
God damn it, Mrs. Robinson.
Plastic.
Oh, plastic. Oh,
except the breed is not older than you.
What?
That is true, Brita.
No, I'm not.
Than me.
No.
Brita's like 28.
Right. 28. We'll go with that.
28 and a half, let's be honest. We've seen the gray hairs. It happens. She's Irish. It happens early.
It does. Actually, I started going gray when I was 16, so.
I started going bald when I was 18, so.
That's all that testosterone, Jay.
It's just coursing through my scalp.
I don't know when I started going gray because my gray hairs are so good at hiding. Now that I've got a ton of them, it's hilarious because people just like, I go, oh, I'm going so gray. And they're like, you are? Because I'm going gray just like my father.
You just look blonder.
Yeah, my father went from like a dirty blonde to a much lighter blonde to now it's not fooling anybody. Now it's just his gray hair. But when he was doing the old salt and pepper, it totally masquerades as just, oh, you're a few shades lighter. You must have spent some time out in the sun. No, I had a child.
Yeah, that'll do it. Not going to lie.
Oh, the other night we got woken up at 11:30 with, I don't think we can call it a wet bed. Because this was a deluge.
What?
She peed the bed like it was her job. Like,
oh wow,
A plus for peeing the bed.
Did she have like a dream where she was going to the bathroom and then she just let it go?
No, well, I don't know. She was sick. She was sick all week. Aww, and she just was like painfully thirsty. And I should have tried to squeeze, but she was also exhausted. So she ended up drinking a lot of water. And
right before bed.
And she was just super tired and cranky, just wanted to get in bed. And then just boom, that dam burst. And just, you know, several houses were flooded and, you know.
FEMA was called in.
That's right. A rare species of butterfly is now extinct.
Did HEB drive a truck up there full of food for you?
No, not yet. Okay. No. So it's not a
real disaster.
The Trump junta seized it.
Well, you have to understand, Alan. HEB is like a local classic rock radio station. So I was like, what? Okay. Why would they drive a bunch of food? They're right there.
But yeah. And then at, 1 o'clock, we had our first vomit. And then at 4 o'clock, we had our second vomit.
Was this the same night?
Yes.
Oh.
And at 4 o'clock, I just went, I'm down in the basement stuffing disgusting stuff into the washing machine. I'm just going to stay down here and just when it gets done, like With the wet bed, it was one of those, like, it's 11:30. I'm just going to put it down in the washing machine, turn the washing machine on. When I wake up in the morning, I'll put it in the dryer and we'll move on with our lives. And instead it was just, well, first it was just run the sheets with the mattress pad that just does not want to get dry over and over and over again in the dryer. Ugh. It was a long night.
I bet.
Yep.
But she's officially feeling better today. She actually went to school. Went to school for one day this week. Go you.
Hey, I went to work for one day this week.
Pretty awesome.
So, yeah.
Did you have to blackjack double the hobos?
No. All day long today, I tried to pretend I wasn't there.
You know, Brita, I haven't heard any hobo stories recently. Has your hobo situation gotten better?
Yes.
Because is it now? Because it seems like every time there's a library story, it's now just uppity liberals.
I don't understand why the hobo situation has gotten better.
Oh, by the way, I just did some reading. The guy who writes Captain Underpants, he lives in Cleveland.
No. Really?
Yeah, Captain Underpants is from Ohio.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the guy who writes Diary of a Wimpy Kid is in Massachusetts.
Oh yeah, whereabouts?
South Shore, I think, but don't know.
Gross.
I wouldn't bet money on it.
God, I hate the South Shore.
Who?
It's like the Jersey Shore, but dirtier.
No, so south of Boston, you've got 93 and like a bunch of like kind of local roads, but just as much like population and location. So it's just traffic. Like, you think Boston traffic is bad? The everything else about Plainville, Massachusetts. Never heard of it.
I think it's up by Framingham, Foxborough.
Brita? Oh, it's like over by like Pawtucket.
What?
Do you want to mention your new foot?
My adventures?
Brita has a whole new foot.
I mean it's the same foot.
But it doesn't look the same.
That has been attached to my body since birth. However,
it does not look the same.
Where do I start? So
I was born.
Yeah,
it was a dark and stormy night.
That's the start, right? So I was born with a birth defect, which basically is like I don't have a fibula in my leg, and fibulas are very instrumental in like stabilizing your ankle and like making your foot look normal and like, you know, a whole bunch of shit. So I don't have a fibula in my right. Well, I don't have any fibulas. Okay. So, but in my right leg, I'm an amputee on my left leg. I have my whole leg on my right side, except for my fibula, which has consequently fucked up the entire thing from the knee down. Okay. Anyway, so as I've gotten older, my ankle has become increasingly more unstable and I've been kind of like rolling over, you know, walking on the inside of my foot, and it's like kind of gotten more painful as I've gotten older. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go see a doctor about this. And I found a doctor in the area who actually knew exactly about my birth defect, which is kind of rare because it's such a rare birth defect, that when I would go to a normal doctor, they would be like, I'd tell them what I had and they'd like look at me like, oh, I'm going to have to look that up. I'm like, great. Okay. But I found a doctor.
Confidence building.
Right. So I found a doctor who actually knew what my birth defect was, and he's a pediatric doctor. And so, so he walks in the room and he's like, oh, hello. I'm like, yeah, it's me. I don't have any kids. I'm your patient. And I'm actually older than he is. So,
he must be right out of med school.
He is just a baby.
He's still in residency.
He's
Alan, shut up. He's a baby. He's like Doogie Howser. Like a Chinese Doogie Howser.
He's Hong Wei Howser.
Yes.
I got a snort.
So So he like checks out my foot and everything, and this was last Tuesday? Yeah, last Tuesday. Over a week ago, Tuesday. So he looks at my foot and checks out everything else, and he's like, oh, your Achilles tendon is really tight. And so that's why your foot is, when you take a step and you like put your foot down, you're rolling over because your Achilles tendon is too tight. I was like, okay, so what do we do? And he says, well, my suggestion is that you wear a cast for 2 weeks to stretch out your Achilles tendon. And I was like, okay, 2 weeks, I can do this. So last week, Tuesday, I got a cast on my foot to stretch out my Achilles tendon and to apparently move my foot, like my ankle heel area, kind of like move it back under where it's supposed to be. So it's no longer like rolling over. It's like, anyway, it was, I think of it now, I'm like, wow, that was kind of a barbaric kind of solution, but it worked. Like, they took the cast off. I did not last a whole 2 weeks because the cast rubbed the skin off my ankle. So
Rita, was the next step to bind your feet so they do smaller?
Seriously, that's exactly what it was like.
Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. They basically pulled my foot up so that, like, your Achilles tendon is totally stretched, right? And then they tilted my foot to the side. So up and to the side. And then they casted me. And they took the cast off, and it was like somebody else's foot appeared out of the cast. I was like, what the fuck? You know, like, what happened? And I said to the guy, I was like, I can't believe this. Like, my foot looks totally different. And the cast guy is like, oh yeah. He's like, it's amazing what casting can do. So apparently after a week in a cast, like, you know, I get a whole new foot. So now I'm at the point where I have to relearn how to walk on a new foot.
How bad is it?
Like, it's walking. It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first night in the cast was brutal because of the cramping and it was bad. And then it progressively like got easier. But then by the end of the week, it was like the cast had kind of rubbed the skin off my ankle. And by that time I was like, okay, I just literally can't walk anymore. And so I got the cast off on Monday, and it's Thursday right now. So Monday, I really was not able to walk. Tuesday, I could walk a little bit. And today, I'm, like, doing okay. It hurts a lot, but, like, I'm doing a lot better. So, and it feels really weird. Like, I went to go put my shoes on today, and I had to open up, like, I put the shoe on, and my foot wouldn't go in. I was like, what the hell's going on? And so I realized that the top of my foot, like, the arch part, is higher now.
Huh. Freaky.
So like, yeah, it's freaky.
Brita's foot grew 3 sizes that day.
Right. And it's just, I mean, it sounds really barbaric.
Could you get the shoe on, or do you need to get new shoes now?
Well, I kind of maybe need new shoes, you know.
Or it's just Crocs from now on?
No. But I had to like
Crocs open up and the sweat laces. Pants.
I had to open up the laces and, you know what? I'm wearing Crocs and sweatpants right now.
Oh, God. He still might be beating.
Damn it! Weird.
Well, he does have the camera
and making but, it look
the whole
good
thing is really strange. I mean, it's like, I mean, it was a very painful adventure, but like the end of it is like, whoa, they really changed my foot. So we'll see how it goes. I'm crossing my fingers that it was worth it.
You gotta imagine it's for the good. That's like a lot of bullshit to go through for a meh.
Yeah. We'll see.
Just make sure your shoe doesn't wear unevenly. That's all. It's nothing worse. You got to rotate them.
Yeah.
Just have to. Oh, you know what they should
have
done?
I have to do physical therapy now. So.
They should have casted your foot in like a universal so that you could like buy a pair of shoes and wear like one on one side. And then when that one wears out, wear the other one.
I think that would take longer than a week.
Well, she does wear shoes on the other foot.
That is true. That is true.
I've often wondered why do I? Like, I could have tire treads or something on the other side.
Well, probably because it would wear into your prosthesis, which is more expensive.
Yeah. A lot more expensive than a shoe.
Yeah, you don't wanna be replacing the foot on your prosthesis, like, you know.
No, like they could make the foot like a tire tread.
Oh yeah. Probably.
Yeah, like one of those blade foot things.
Oh yeah. Totally make it like just a big old caterpillar tread.
Right. Something like that. You know, really, that'd be great in the snow.
Grippy. Or you could put get the blade and have them like bond the Vibram foot, you know, boot sole to it. Oh, get that Doc Martin waffle tread.
That would work. Yeah.
This is Squirrel Report, the Breeders' Feet Edition.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's what's been going on. That's why I wasn't on the show last week, because, you know, it was a hard week last week. So
I said you were on assignment. I liked my story better.
We're glad. Oh,
actually, your story is pretty cool, but.
Yeah, well, but, you know.
How often do you get a whole new foot?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's pretty badass.
And well, Brita gets a whole new foot pretty often, but how often does she get a whole new foot on the right side?
Yeah. Never. It's pretty remarkable.
That's going to be weird for you as one of those, like, there's got to be like so often where you're just sitting around looking down and there's like, okay, there's the foot that I've had my whole life.
Yeah. And
there's the foot that I've got right now.
Yeah.
And just kind of, it's one of those like, oh yeah, the old line, high school girls, no matter how old I get, they all stay the same age. your right foot's kind of the constant, except now it isn't.
Yeah, totally.
Weird. That line gets a lot less funny when you have a high school aged daughter. Alan, back me up.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, you know, that's not so funny.
It was never funny for me because I had a few friends like in college that were like into the high school girls. And it's one of those, like, even when you're like 22.
Yeah, it's kind of.
And like chasing after like the 18 year old, high school girls. And it's one of those like, oh, dude, come on. Like, all right, I get it. There's not that much age difference, but
what's even worse is I was watching, I was surfing through Netflix and I came across one of these, like, high school movies where they're having like the illicit house party and everybody's getting drunk. And I'm, you know, it used to be, yeah. Oh man, you know, when you're in high school, it's like, hey, that's cool. Now I'm looking at them going, oh, y'all are going to be in so much trouble. Who's going to clean up that house? Do your parents know where you are?
Yeah.
The neighbors need to call the police. They're making entirely too much noise.
Well, no. Now it's you just grab their phone and you get the GPS tracking. You're like, oh, you're over at Bill's house for 3.5 hours. Really?
Yeah.
I heard the police called there. Look, my scanner app shows me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like,
technology has ruined everything. You can't get lost. You can't be unavailable to call. You run out of gas, you call AAA. They're like everything. They've taken away every single excuse.
Well, not only that.
Unless your phone dies.
You almost don't even get a flat tire anymore.
Yeah.
So that excuse is out the window.
A lot of cars don't even come with spares.
Yeah, they don't bother.
Wrong.
I had a weird event happen here. I was awakened in the middle of the night by pop, pop, vomit. Pop, pop, pop. And I realized that it was gunfire.
Did you think you were back at Nam?
Well, and it was like, you know, somebody was like
Teddy Roosevelt, the Expeditionary Force.
Saigon. I'm still in Saigon.
And I was like, well, that's weird. And I went back to sleep and then I woke and then I read Drudge and I saw that, oh yeah, the Astros won the World Series. And I'm like, oh, that was celebratory gunfire.
But is your truck okay?
Yes, my truck is fine.
Gun clapping.
Yeah. And
don't do that, people.
Yes.
It was every bit as
retarded as it sounds.
And ammo's expensive because, yes. You know, come on.
I was like, at first I thought, oh, it's fireworks. And I was like, no, that's not fireworks. That's somebody shooting something. And, yeah, it's celebratory gunfire. because the Astros won after apparently after 56 years.
Unless you're shooting it into a designated backstop.
But you know what? Weird. I thought about that. And then I thought, you know what? Responsibility is like completely antithetical to celebratory gunfire.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't plan for the... You don't, like, plan.
Right.
Oh, in case we have to celebrate with gunfire, I should build a backstop.
Right.
Like, and nobody, get the
sand-filled barrel or something, you know.
Or no, Leroy down the street. I fucking hate him. His car's the backstop. I'm gonna bust off a magazine of cheap 9mm into the engine block of his Saab.
I love that you said Saab.
I thought it fit perfectly too. Thank you, Jay. I hate Saabs.
Are Saabs still a thing anymore? People buy those still?
GM liquidated them when they had the government motors bailout and much like Hummer, no one wanted to buy it. They're like, hey, yeah, we're not going to use this brand anymore, and it's technically not a true GM brand. So, anyone want this one? Nope.
Nope.
Which I felt very vindicated. I mean, first up, that you know, GM needed to be bailed out as a Ford driver. I told you so. And then also, it's one of those, like, I've always thought Saabs just sucked. I just did not get Saabs and Saab drivers. And evidently neither does the rest of the world, because
it's a real Saab story.
Oh, God.
Jay.
Oh,
Dad.
Jay. Dad.
No.
Like, I'm going to hear your daughter come into the room and yell at you for that one.
Yeah.
So anything happening in the world this week?
You know, there hasn't been a lot of news this week.
Well.
Oh, wait, except for that. I think he was a Mennonite.
I thought he was Amish.
Yeah. Mennonites, Radical Amish. What is the difference between the Amish and the Mennonites?
Buttons. Mennonites believe in technology.
Amish also believe in technology. They just don't use it. It's not like Santa Claus.
I don't believe in my iPhone anymore.
I think Mennonites are, I don't know, I'm not going to explain it because I don't know.
They can use technology.
Yes, and I think something about their, you know, I mean, their religion is a little bit different.
Buttons, it's like the length of the
year, buttons too. And zippers. That's the difference.
I don't know. Maybe not. I know, and the women also wear with a the hole hair, head things.
Bundling
boards. I don't know.
But was it a Mennonite? No, it was a Mormon, right?
We do know it was a high capacity vehicle with a fully automatic transmission.
Yes.
Oh, I sense a band.
And I love how the news is saying the suspect in the terror attack. Yes. It's one of those, like, okay, look, I get it. You know, I get the whole thing of the, you know, when, you know, dude's wife gets shot all full of, you know, 455 Webley, and husband who happens to be a British revolver collector, you know, and just recently took out an insurance policy on his wife, is brought in for questioning. That's a suspect. When the dude runs over a whole bunch of people and the cops shoot his ass, and then when he's in his hospital room, he's telling everyone who will listen how awesome he was for running over all those people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's not a suspect. That's the guy.
He's the dude who did it. Yeah.
That's the dude. Like,
he's not even some dude. He's the perp. The
same thing with, like, when Nadal Hassan was the suspect in the Fort Hood shooting.
Yeah.
No, he was there. He did it. He's on 1,000,001 cameras. And he's telling everyone that he did it while he's in the hospital. No. He did it. And now all of a sudden he was clean shaven when he did it. And now he's growing out his beard because he's, you know, communing with some crazy imam. And now all of a sudden beards are okay. I kind of think, like, your devotion doesn't need to be quite as strong when you're in prison for mass murder. I'm just saying.
Just throwing it out there.
depends on how convenient it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's really it. Is he just like our former president? He's just being a punk.
Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. We need the living ones. Is Gerald Ford still alive?
What's that?
Is Gerald Ford still alive?
No, Gerald Ford is dead. And H.W. Bush, I haven't Googled his name just a second. He may be dead and nobody's found him yet.
No.
He's alive and actively sexually assaulting people.
That's right.
Oh, yeah!
Yes, because him making a lewd joke and touching someone's rear area is exactly the same as child molestation.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly right. Not as bad as waitress sandwich. Cause let me tell you, this is definitely getting a lot more play than Ted Kennedy and Chris Dodd's like weekly escapades back when.
Hey man, Lion of the Senate.
Lion of the Senate.
Conscience. Oh, wait, no. The conscience of the Senate would be Ku Klux Klan Grand Kleagle Robert Byrd.
Yeah, that was
Byrd.
Robert Byrd.
Democrat.
I don't understand how they can, like, justify their bullshit.
They don't bother.
I mean, you've got, like, I know. It's just so
That's the cool thing is they own the press, they don't call them on it, and they just don't say anything about it. They don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when they refer to our latest jihadi as an Asian man who was yelling, God is great.
Oh, my God. Asian.
Yes.
What are the Asian thing is big in Britain. That's what they call every fucking Muslim in Britain is Asian.
They're Asian. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Like some because, Chinese dude is going around.
Right.
What's hilarious is like, and also 90% of Americans don't know that the Middle East is part of Asia.
Yes,
just the same way as they don't, they don't know that like Egypt and Libya are part of Africa.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like who was it? It was one of, it was a senator, wasn't it? Where someone was like, it was after the Benghazi thing and there was a town hall meeting and someone said, can we talk about Benghazi? And she goes, I'm here to talk about, you know, I'm not here to talk about the Middle East. Well, I was like, I'm pretty sure Libya's in Africa.
Yeah,
not the Middle East.
Racist.
Yeah.
Terribly racist.
Well, one of the things, speaking about the media, about how the left owns the media, I saw this today and I could not believe it. Did you hear about what GQ posted?
Oh, God.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Every time I hear about what GQ posts, I'm always appalled.
Well, they posted an article about, you know, how President Trump said he supported the death penalty for this guy in New York, the truck guy in New York.
Yes.
GQ asked, why does Donald Trump want the death penalty for the New York attack, but not Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they've been doing that, like, all along.
The Las Vegas shooter, honey, dead.
He's already gotten the death penalty.
Right. And so they had to print this whole retraction of like, oh, sorry, we, we're kind of idiots and jumped the gun and kind of had a knee-jerk reaction and we're morons. Sorry. You know.
Sorry, we are the dumbest human beings alive, but please listen to our opinions still.
But Trump.
Exactly.
Oh, they'd be clowning themselves, seriously.
He has to be wrong because he's Trump.
Right.
You know,
they did change the headline to this article. Why does Donald Trump want the death penalty for the New York attack, but not others?
it's
so
like
they changed
that,
it.
It's like that line of the every illegal alien I know is a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
I've literally heard that.
Yes.
Like, wow.
That is an actual.
Well, I've heard. Other than coming into the country illegally, they're law abiding. Well, sure.
Well,
other than, you know, slashing a bunch of women, Jack the Ripper never killed anyone. I mean, like, really?
And of course, that's not factoring in, you know, the welfare fraud, the tax evasion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, because every one of those illegal aliens that's here illegally has a social security number that they got through fraud of some sort and are using it illegally. So you don't tell me that they're not breaking the law.
Yeah, I want to know. Supposedly, yeah, there's that like tax ID number that you can get if you're an illegal alien.
Like, yeah, because they all do that. They all file their taxes. To see,
like, how many of those fucking things are issued? Like, it's got to be like none.
I had a patron trying to get a tax ID number once, and it did not seem like a very complicated.
It's not
thing.
You just write the IRS. You need a tax ID number.
You can just go to the library and fill in this form on the website.
It's simple.
Yeah.
But the IRS doesn't care as long as they get money.
Right.
But why wouldn't you be putting it on your social security number or on your visa if you
have a corporation? Corporations don't have social security numbers.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Trusts don't have social security numbers. So there's all kinds of taxable, you know, things that generate income tax that aren't people that need some sort of ID. So, yeah.
I got you. And so they lump illegal aliens allegedly under that circumstance, but it's one of those.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
I've got to imagine an illegal alien with a tax ID number is about the same as person who uses a dental dam when going down on a lady.
Well, even if you're a legal alien, you may not have a social security number because you're not a you're not a citizen.
I thought they used their, I don't know. Now I'm getting deep into the weeds of shit I don't know about. So yeah, before I find myself more, I'm just saying that, yeah, if you snuck into this country legally, then but you can still pay taxes legally. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet the Venn diagram of illegal
all the booze that I buy in New Hampshire on my Massachusetts taxes. I absolutely can do that.
The Venn diagram of illegal aliens and taxpayers is probably razor thin.
Looks like binoculars.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a rounding error.
Yeah.
Well, weird. You can also elect to pay more taxes in Massachusetts.
I
just choose that 575, just like John Kerry did. Oh, wait. No, he didn't.
We didn't. Or Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
I think we need to have more taxes. Yeah, but again, also, they're also, you know, insidious tax cheats. So,
I was just going to say, in Elizabeth Warren's defense, unlike John Kerry, she did not birth her yacht in Rhode Island to avoid Massachusetts luxury tax.
Where did she keep her yacht?
I don't know. I think for her people, it's a prairie schooner.
A canoe.
Pocahontas.
Oh, see, it's funny, folks, because it was her great-grandfather that was shooting them on the Trail of Tears.
Hey, did y'all hear Donna Brazile completely threw Hillary under the bus today?
Oh, I did not.
I saw that.
Do you want to take bets, like, how long she has?
I was just going to say, she's, like, the top of the list of the Clinton.
I don't know if the Clinton Foundation has the juice to suicide people anymore.
I know.
I think a lot of that like amazing stuff kind of went out the window after Bill left office and Hillary is no longer serving in office and probably too sick to do anything.
When she didn't win in November, and I love saying that, by the way,
oh,
all of a sudden, in order to have influence peddling, you have to have influence to peddle.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she's out in the cold going, oh crap.
Yeah.
And also she's under like 5 million different investigations and all that. So I think that like she had some, you know, little criminal shit going on, you know, behind the scenes, like the uranium deal and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of shit that we don't know about yet, but hey, guess what? Yeah. She starts shuffling dollar bills and stuff around to make things go to convince someone who might, you know, rob a convenience store per se, just when Donna Brazile happens to be going and buying a pack of Newports and just happened to shoot Donna Brazile in the back of the head and not take anything from the register. You know, that happens. I think people might notice.
The most interesting thing I found was she like threw Obama under the bus as well.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure because, like, she was like, he bankrupted the party.
Yeah.
And then Hillary came in and said, we'll prop you up with the Clinton Foundation as long as we're in charge.
Barack Obama bankrupted the party, and so therefore Hillary's bullshit check bounced. Yeah, yeah, that's great. It was one of those like, no, 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 I was the one who I wanted to burn it to the water line. Not, and he got to. Like, it'd be one thing. It would be one thing to say like, oh yeah, the, you know, some charlatan in some group totally, you know, poisoned, you know, oh, there's a, you know, we've got a, you know, a bad, you know, a bad pediatrician out there that's, you know, doing horrible work and killing kids. And that makes all the other pediatricians in the world suspect, or the same idea with the, you know, the, yes, the pre-sex scandal was pretty rampant when you consider it. But when you consider the number of Catholic priests out there, yeah, pretty small number. Still, the vast majority of priests weren't raping children. But, you know, it certainly set every single Catholic priest out there as suspect of the, so are you raping kids? Except it's not that way. It's the, no. When, you know, when Harvey Weinstein got caught, it just drew a whole bunch of light to all the other rapists in Hollywood. Shit.
Which there seems to be quite a few.
Yeah. Get Kevin Spacey out of the closet.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Like anybody didn't suspect that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey, like I said, that's a glass wall closet.
Here. Ugh. Yeah.
I mean, that explains the whole thing is the, I mean, come on, man. Like also but, again, shows why like all these creepy stories of him are coming out is one of those. If you're in Hollywood, you know, it's like the, you know, the Three Stooges, you know, Curly Howard's actual name was Jerome Horowitz, but he changed it to Curly Howard because Jerome Horowitz was just too Jewish a name. And, you know, you're not going to have that wide appeal being, you know, blatantly, you know, so blatantly Jewish. Well, you know, so, you know, but now it's one of those like, no, everybody in Hollywood is Jewish. Nobody cares. It's all good. And the same thing, right. Everybody in Hollywood's gay. Nobody cares. Like, yes, there are a few pockets in this country that do care about, you know, if you're gay and might have some issues with gay marriage and gay rights and sodomy laws and that sort of stuff. They aren't anywhere where there's a, you know, where there's a movie production going on. And so if you happen to be into dudes or happen to be bisexual or whatever's going on, everyone's 100% fine with it. As a matter of fact, it's a feather in your cap that you're not one of those normals.
Well, what was really bad about what's his name?
Weinstein?
No.
Kevin Spacey?
Spacey. He did his coming out kind of like as a get out of jail free card for attempted statutory rape.
It was the gay version of playing the race card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Although, oh, I'm gay.
I don't remember it. And I was drunk and, oh, by the way, I'm gay.
Yeah. I got to think that there's you know, gay people that have been like fighting for rights and everything else and trying to, you know, get rid of that whole, you know, gays right. or deviant child molesters are just smacking themselves in the head going, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Thanks for throwing
thanks, Kevin Spacey. Jesus.
Also, his statement was really fucked up. Go ahead, Brita, but I got to look up the exact wording because if it's as fucked up as I remember.
Okay, so I just want to bring up a point as to like the how the media treated Kevin Spacey versus how the media treated Milo Yiannopoulos. Milo Yiannopoulos, you know, he basically was like, you know, I'm a gay man, and he was talking about how there's this pedophilia thing going on in the gay community and how, you know, there is this thing where, I mean, Milo Yiannopoulos came out and he said point blank that he was molested as a young man, a child. And everybody is, the liberal media was crucifying him, saying that he was defending 13-year-olds having sex with older men, referencing that his own story that he benefited from a priest molesting him when he was a teenager, which is not, which is not the case. I mean, he was a victim himself of sexual assault from a priest. And, anyway, so he was crucified in the media. Meanwhile, Kevin Spacey, if you look at a lot of the headlines that have come out this past week, they're like, oh, Kevin Spacey comes out as gay, but does not receive a welcoming, you know, people, the headlines were like, oh, Kevin Spacey is gay, but the reaction is not as positive as you might think. Or, you know, they're kind of like covering up the fact that he is admitting that he is a pedophile. Basically admitting, okay, I'm a pedophile, but I'm gay. So it's like the flip coin. But Kevin Spacey, you know, of course, is like this powerful guy in Hollywood.
Not anymore.
Also, well, he is a Democrat.
He is Kaiser Soze.
Not anymore. His show got canceled. House of Cards got canceled.
Yeah, it did.
And the Usual Suspects remake, which I'm sure is they're talking about right now.
Yeah, right.
It's gonna be Colin Farrell.
Right. But the difference between Milo Yiannopoulos coming out and saying, "Yeah, I was," you know, telling his truth of being a sexual assault survivor from when he was a kid by a priest. He was one of those kids with a priest, yeah. You know, and Kevin Spacey going, oh yeah, I'm gay, but, and the media kind of giving him a pass.
I've got that statement though. Can I just read it real
yes.
quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
His statement was, I have had relationships with both men and women. I have loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life. And I choose now to live as a gay man.
Oh, just now?
Well, and that's the thing that got me too, is the, I choose now to live as a gay man.
I thought it wasn't a choice.
Yeah. Is he a pray away the gay freak now too? Is he one of those like,
yeah,
like
I'm gay I'm today. Sorry. Oh, no, I'm not.
I did not choose to live as straight. I've been quite open of the, if I could choose to be gay, I absolutely would, because my gay friends have a whole lot more fun than I do. My God. But nope. Sorry. Just doesn't work out that way. And the same thing with the, you know, meanwhile, you hear about like these, like, listen to like Dan Savage's podcast. I'm a teenage gay man living in like the Midwest somewhere in a small town. It's one of those like, oh God. Yeah. You're either the only gay dude in your high school, or there's one other gay dude in your high school and you're probably not into him.
Ooh. Was that innuendo?
Oh,
Jesus. That must suck. No.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things of the,
oh shit,
you know, that you're dipping into a very, very small pool, but it's not like every gay dude is into every other gay dude out there. There's one of those like, he's a nice guy, but he's not my type. And then suddenly it's one of those like, he's a nice guy, but he's not my type. And he's the only guy that's also into other guys.
Hmm.
So at the same time, yeah, if you could choose not to be gay. Yeah,
meanwhile, Corey Feldman has named a name.
Yes.
Ooh. And I went, who?
Well, it doesn't matter who.
But
glad he named a name.
I'm glad he named a name too. But
to be fair, I barely knew Harvey Weinstein's name, and yeah. It's mostly because he's such a big like political donor and such a blowhard that, you know, he makes it a point for everyone to know his name. But a lot of these guys that are, I mean, it's not like he fucking directs movies. It's not like, you know, it's not like he's the person that I'm going for. When I see a movie, you know, when I'm watching a movie, I'm looking at the actors performing and I'm looking at, you know, and I'm going, oh man, that's either really good acting or really good directing. And, you know, I never go to who's the executive producer on this. So, or who's the casting agent or who's the, but meanwhile, yeah, if you work in Hollywood, yeah, you're going to know who casting agents are and set directors and all these things that are minutia that, you know, us normals don't care about. And, but yet they've still got a lot of pull. So it, just because you don't know who it is doesn't mean that it's not a bombshell.
That said, one of the last movies I really enjoyed recently was Midnight in Paris.
That was a great movie.
Directed by Woody Allen. And I actually had a moment before I hit play on Netflix, I'm like, should I watch this? Can I watch this? Woody Allen? Oh my god!
I'm not with Woody Allen. I like a couple of his movies, but overall, I think he's overrated. But meanwhile,
Midnight in Paris is really good.
I am firmly in the camp of Roman Polanski, and there's always a twinge of guilt, like every time I watch Chinatown or The Ninth Gate or Rosemary's Baby. Oh, they're such good movies. But that's also one of those things of the Hollywood is just an immoral cesspool of shit.
Well, that's the thing.
I can either be a film buff or I can be morally pure.
That's
I love
exactly
George
right.
Clooney. I think he's a great actor. I think he's a blowhard piece of shit. Mm-hmm. But hey, guess what? Yeah. I would still, you know what? Hey, guess what? If not his new show, but like if suddenly the old Bill Nye's show popped on one day, I'd watch that, even though Bill Nye is neither a scientist nor a nice person, but guess what? He at least was an entertainer.
If you're not going to watch movies made by morally reprehensible people, you're just not going to watch movies.
Well, no, I'm sure Kirk Cameron's been in something.
I love the Left Behind movies. To be fair, I fucking love those movies.
Just to get back to a previous point, You have to, I mean, you got to feel bad for the media with regard to Milo when he came out that he'd been molested by a Catholic priest. Because on the one hand, they love them some Catholic bashing. But on the other hand, it's Milo.
Right.
So what's a biased media to do?
Well, I know. What's funny is they're trying to paint him with this white supremacist brush.
He's married to a black guy.
Yeah, I know. He not only is he married to a black guy, he apparently has always, that's always been
Loved
his thing.
Black guys.
Yeah. So no. Yeah.
Well, that's the big left thing. I was listening to this. There's one anti-gun podcast in existence. It's hilarious.
There is?
What?
Yeah. And I was listening to it at one point and this guy was talking about, he's the chapter leader for Gays Against Guns in New Jersey. And he's a psychologist. And like many psychologists, he's a fucking nut. And like
all psychologists.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember how it came up, but I mentioned something about that psychologist being nuts thing. And my mom talking about like, oh man, I would be looking at somebody's chart. My mom is a nurse. I'd be looking at somebody's chart and there would just be this like pharmacy of drug listings behind their name. And she'd just be like, Jesus Christ, they're on a lot of shit. So what do you do for, oh, I'm a psychologist. Oh, yeah. I'm a psychiatric social worker. I'm it makes sense too. Like I'm not fully judging. I'm not judging at all, really. If they do a good job, who cares? But this guy's a complete and utter nut. And he was talking about like the, oh, we went to go protest a gun show. I can't remember where, in Virginia or wherever the heck they went. But they went to a gun show to have a Gays Against Guns protest. And they said, you know, we need to let people know that, you know, there are white supremacists, you know, coming to this group. Because, I mean, we saw all sorts of Trump bumper stickers and literally was just like one of those, like, there are neo-Nazis here. And neo-Nazi literally means to them, like, like wide open said he determined that there were neo-Nazis there because there were bumper stickers he didn't agree with. Like literally, yeah, if you have a Make America Great Again hat, congratulations, you are all for gays, gypsies, and the mentally retarded going into furnaces. Just so you know.
Which is rather funny because it's the left end of the spectrum that's crowing about eliminating Down syndrome by murdering them all.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yep. And how and how heroic that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, meanwhile, the, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, are pulling fire alarms when someone they disagree with is speaking peacefully at like a college campus or all that. I mean, they're just, again, complete and utter like 1936 Germany. That is what these, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are.
Speaking of.
That's right.
Saturday. Saturday, right, Jay?
Saturday, the 4th.
Go on.
Why didn't they do it on the on a weekday? It's not like they have jobs.
Probably, my guess is because they're stupid.
What are they doing Saturday, Jay?
It was their day of violence.
Yeah. Is it because of the Trump 1 year anniversary?
That was November 6th, wasn't it?
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, Snopes is fact-checking it. However, Snopes has been found to be full of shit.
Yeah. Yes. Big time.
In case you were wondering, yes, they are partisan hacks.
Yes. So. Snopes will fact-check something if it doesn't disrupt the narrative.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, yes, they've Snopes has declared it false.
Because, oh, really?
Because reasons?
Yeah, I'm like.
Did they look at the Antifa website where it talks about it?
Or did they use the term? Did they use the term mostly peaceful?
According to the Guardian, it's why the far right believes a U.S. civil war.
What?
And then right underneath it is Newsweek, who, you know, has always been a right wing shill. They took an ad out in the New York Times. The Trump-Pence regime must end or must go November 4th. It begins. Guess what? Yes, Newsweek is. Oh, I hate autoplay. Eat shit and die. Sorry, if you're someone out there who makes autoplay, you're wrong. You should feel bad, and maybe you should run the car in the garage. That's all I'm saying.
I give, you know what? I give Facebook a lot of shit, but they did a thing. If you noticed on their videos, it starts playing, but it's muted automatically. Yeah. And it'll say like tap to unmute.
I'm like, yes.
All right. So yeah, I still hate the autoplay videos, but thank you so much.
I know it's on Firefox, but I believe also, yeah, it is also on Chrome, is now in their latest version. If a browser window starts playing audio, there's a little speaker that'll appear up on the tab. Yeah. And if you click on that speaker, it'll automatically mute that browser window.
Nice.
So that is a very, very useful feature, especially when like if you're doing like researching something and you've got like three news sites up, because news sites are the worst fucking offenders of this. You got a bunch of news sites up and one of them finally decides to start autoplaying and you're just like going, there's shit coming through my speakers. Where the hell is this coming from?
Yeah, because it had to load 10,000 ads before it got around to actually giving you some content.
Yeah, and it was content you didn't want.
Right.
Now instead you can,
yeah, it's some stupid pop-up window playing video for something.
Yeah, see which one has the little speaker on it, and rather than having to like go and on top of that, rather than having to go to the tab and scroll around until you find whatever applet is playing it, so you can hit the pause button, you can just hit that mute button and just ignore it until you see fit.
You know what we didn't get to this hour. Boy. And I'm upset that we didn't, because number one, I wanted the J rant. And number two, We've got 5 minutes. Well,
no, we got plenty of time. 6 minutes.
Anyway, this Ed Gillespie ad.
Oh, yes. Let's do talk about that.
And no, no, it's not Ed Gillespie.
I demand the J rant.
It's Northam. Roger.
Well, whatever it is.
It's the dude I'm not voting for, Northam.
Who, is this your vote? Like, you get to vote on this guy?
I do. I've already voted against him.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could do like vote Democrat vote fraud so you could vote against him more than once?
I would go again and again and again, but I won't because I'm an American.
What? Clear your cookies.
Yeah. I saw the ad and it was, appalled. It is absolutely
fucking despicable.
It's horrible. It's
based on every, I mean, talk about being a fucking piece of shit. He puts every stereotype you could possibly put. The guy's driving a pickup truck. He's a white guy. He's got a Confederate flag, and he's running over
immigrants and a Gadsden flag.
Children.
And there's a Tea Party sticker on his truck too.
Oh, you know, just throw it all in.
But yeah. I mean, here's the thing that got me about this ad is how does the ad end? It ends with all the children waking up and realizing it was a horrible dream, and essentially the people saying there's a way that you could keep this dream from happening. Right. And you know what got me thinking about the fact that I'm sure there's people on the right. I mean, I live in Massachusetts, so I see a lot more of it, but of the all the lefties that I know are the ones that are constantly like just spoon feeding their politics to their kids.
Yes.
And just telling them how horrible, you know, I did hear a local radio host talking about like he was talking with his grandson and getting him to hate Obama. And I'm like, fuck you. The kid's like 3 or 4. He doesn't know who the president is. And then when he finally is old enough to know who the president is, he doesn't know what party the president like is or what he does or all of that. Just leave them out of it. Let them be kids. It doesn't affect them one way or the other. But that's the big thing is just all these, like, again, the whole like November 2nd, you know, just nonsense that was just going on of the, oh my God, I'm Jewish and now I'm afraid. I'm thinking I'm gonna have to leave the country. And it's one of those, like, where's Trump said anything about Jews?
Mm-hmm.
Or we're gonna go into like total war and all that. It's one of those, like, he's only been president for a little under a year, but so far he's killed a whole lot less people than Barack Obama.
We have a whole generation of kids who like have PTSD about global warming and polar bears and oh my God, the world's gonna end sort of thing.
Well, that's also the big thing. Yeah, it's just all this, like, you've got like this kind of, you know, conveyor belt of the, we're telling all these kids that the world is going to end because of what we're doing to it. So that it inspires a certain number of them to go get ecology degrees, of which when they graduate, they are going to be deeply in debt and have absolutely zero prospects of being hired unless they go to work for the government, who will tell them, we will keep funding your grants so long as you keep telling people that we're breaking the world and everyone's going to die because we can tax that shit.
It's designed to increase the size of their amygdala, so they'll always vote Democrat.
Which further frightens more kids and gets them to go into ecology and climatology degrees.
But wait, we were promised a J rant.
I'm waiting.
Oh,
Jay.
Well, I just find it very well. The rant was a little earlier because the whole bit about, well, we're rolling it. We'll tie it all up. The rug will tie the room together, man. And sorry, I
had to be dude, sad. Just love that rug.
Exactly.
Does it match the curtains though?
The drapes.
Fucking A, man.
Go ahead. Go. So, Jay.
You know, it's the height of irony that Northam puts out this ad basically saying, you know, a vote for the other guy is a vote for running over children with a pickup truck. And then someone on the left identifies with, you know, the poor minority Muslim immigrant
actually did get into a pickup truck and run people the fuck over. And everybody's like, nothing to see here. Northam pulled his ad and it never happened.
Did he pull the ad?
Yes.
Yeah. Because of the thing in New York?
Yes. He's stupid, but he's not that stupid.
Oh.
Because except for you didn't have VCRs when the Nuclear Daisy ad was running.
Right.
That was a great ad, though.
It was a great ad.
But it all ties into the, you know, oh, yes. Well, we can do a double whammy because I just read Iowa Hawk linked in the New York Times. Allahu Akbar has somehow become inextricably intertwined with terrorism. Somehow. It's a mystery how this happens. I don't know why. You have these Mennonites who get radicalized and they yell this phrase that means something. We're not sure. We don't know where it comes from. They're just completely, you know, well, we don't know. Oh, well, we may never know his motivations. I'm doing this for ISIS. Well, we have no idea. We think he was a Trump person. You know, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't try to.
Well, they did come out. They did come out with the whole. They did downplay the Allah Akbar thing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, no. CNN outright fucking lied. They outright fucking lied. They said, he said, quote, God is great. Now, I learned when I was in fucking elementary school that when you put quotes around something, that is, this is exactly what they fucking said. Not, we're paraphrasing, we're interpreting. No, these words came out of their word holes. Period. Full stop. It was not, they said something that might have been this. No, it was, these fucking sounds came out. You can't say he said God is great. No, he said Allahu Akbar, which we interpret to mean God is great.
Actually, it means God is greatest.
Allah is greater or greatest. Yes. Right.
Which, it's not just okay. Great. It's greatest right. Or greater, depending on how you
right. Interpret and, it. And we have no idea why it's linked to terrorism just because they all fucking yell it.
And also, let's be honest, the whole, yes, it translates to, you know, to God is greatest or God is great, God is good, whatever the proper translation is. But the bottom line is, let's look in the context. Number one, you've got the people yelling it during the terrorist attacks. Number two, anyone who spent like 6 seconds on Live Leak watching footage from either Iraq or Afghanistan, yeah, know that it is just a constant ejaculation when a bunch of people are doing horrible, horrible, horrible shit.
Dudes are sitting around
dropping mortars into a mortar tube, and every I don't even know how these guys converse because that's all they're saying is Allahu Akbar.
Every fucking ISIS video where they're beheading someone, every fucking one,
yeah,
they're screaming Allahu Akbar. This is no mystery, New York Times. It is directly fucking related.
Yeah. And not as not in a context. I can definitely understand of the, if used like, you know, the, you know, like a Jewish mazel tov of the, oh, right, you said something good. Allahu Akbar. Well, I get it. I'm all for it. But if you're just constantly shouting it while you're hacking someone's head off or hacking off women's arms or raping people or killing people or running people over with a truck.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw it on Iowa Hawk. He was like, his quote is, and this is a direct quote, CNN, if there were dozens of mass murderers where killers yelled Roll Tide, we might wonder what's up with Alabama. End quote. You see, CNN, that is exactly what he put. So I can say, quote, end rant.
You know, we society periodically deems some words and symbols too horrible to express in, you know, public. For instance, Try waving around a Nazi symbol, or, you know, there's all kinds of things you can't say.
Try waving around a Hindu symbol
or
I mean, I've seen stuff that's you know, that's got, you know, it's a swastika on, you know, on something that is Hindu.
Right.
So the original, I mean, you know, let's face it, Hitler was not particularly an original gentleman.
No, of course not.
The little SS lightning bolts, those are runes. I don't actually know the origin behind those too much, but the whole, you know.
Oh yeah. He picked and chose from all kinds of mythical, mystical bullshit.
Exactly. And so the swastika is a Dharma wheel. It's the circle of life. And it's like in India, it's all over the place. But yet when some of that stuff, you know, manages to tie in and come over here and you see a picture of the Buddha with his raised palm and there's a swastika in his hand, people lose their collective shit. Right. And to be fair, I'm kind of okay with that because.
Because things get associated with evil acts.
Yeah. But the thing that bothers me is when, you know, especially here in New England, I think New England's more prevalent of the barn stars, the big 3D nautical stars that people hang up on their houses.
And they're right. It's a barn star.
Yes. But, but how many people have red ones? And it makes their house look like the fucking Kremlin, you know, in like 1986 or the bad side of the Berlin Wall.
Well, but my point is how many people have to die under Allah Akbar before we start saying, you know what? You don't get to say that anymore.
Well,
as many as we got, plain and simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're not allowed to say the N-word anymore.
Right.
Well, then again, according to Occupy Democrats, Hitler built the Berlin Wall.
That's true.
Oh, my God, that. Yes.
What? Fucking dummies.
Funny.
Really?
You are so dumb. Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, I can't even. No.
You know, it must be nice to be an empty, mush-headed leftist and not have to worry about things like, you know, history and logical consistency and all that kind of stuff.
There have been lots of times in my life that I said to myself, you know, I wish I was dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I was not this smart because I wouldn't have to think about this shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it would be so simple and so quiet and so happy.
Like the future special ed teacher once said, the space shuttle's flying to Jupiter.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy.
Or the cops pulled me over because I was black while driving an uninspected, unregistered, beat to shit Crown Vic with blacked out windows, blaring hip hop music so loud that the taillights are falling out and marijuana smoke is pouring out of the window.
Yes, but it was because
it's because you're black.
Right.
Well, yep. There was the NFL player, I don't remember his name, but he was in Las Vegas, claimed the cops dragged him out of the casino at gunpoint.
Oh yeah, and that guy.
Then they started releasing all of the video that showed him hiding and being escorted out politely.
Right.
You know, it's like, of all the places to claim anything, Vegas is probably the worst because there's cameras everywhere.
And yet, we know nothing about the Las Vegas killer. In fact, not only did I know nothing about it, we're not even talking about it anymore. Nobody cares. Can't find a single fucking video of that guy anywhere in Las Vegas yet. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. It's a little weird, though. I don't think we'll ever need it.
You would think,
someone would at least have the truth.
B-roll of him, like, either sitting at a slot machine or sitting at a poker table or something like
Every slot machine, every table, every possible place you could trade money or use a poker chip or anything else has a camera pointed at it in Las Vegas.
But yet the only pictures we have of this guy is the shit that he put up on Facebook that somebody grabbed before Facebook pulled it down, and the picture of him with his brains blown out that the cops took of him and then sold to the press.
Right.
I did not see that.
Look it up.
I'll Google it.
It's worth it.
Okay.
If you're me and it was one of those like, oh, there's a picture of this motherfucker dead. Yes. I would like to look at that picture for a while. Same thing with the Tamerlan Tsarnaev after he got his ass run over. Oh, that's a good picture. Those pictures were taken by the fucking cops and they sold them, and the cops sold them to the press. I don't know if it's been official, because I haven't really cared, but if it's been officially they found out which cop sold the pictures to the press. But yeah, but you're trying to tell me that the casino's not going to sell these images, right, when they've got, the cops might lose their job if it all comes through, but they might be told not to do it, but it's not like, yeah, it's a crime to sell video footage that they own.
The whole thing stinks.
Yeah.
And on that note,
it's aliens.
I think we're done.
Yeah, we're definitely done.
All right. Good night, internet.
Man.
I love you all. Good night.
Yay. You know, well, all right. We can bring it up next
time.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out.
Tune in next week for another exciting episode of The Squirrel Report.
As the squirrel turns, same squirrel time.
In living color.
By the way,
in Technicolor.
My daughter and I went to the park the other day and we got to watch a hawk eat a squirrel.
Nice.
And you know what's really neat is I kind of expected him to just kind of pick the bones clean and kind of leave a little rack on the in the grass. Uh-huh. No, he swallowed the whole fucking thing, bones and all.
Wow.
And really, he was like that last little bit, he had like a pelvic girdle at the end. And it took him a couple of tries to get that down. Like came up, just like, that's not working. Back up, back down again. Back up, back down. All right. Now, is it going to stay? Is it going to stay? I think it's going to stay.
Impressive.
All right. I'm making such a face right now.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Folks.
Good night.
Good night, internet.